This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and Britain on Tuesday formally accused Iran of supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine, and the U.S. and Britain announced measures to punish those involved. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke at a news conference in London with his counterpart ahead of a joint visit Wednesday with top officials in Ukraine.
We've warned Tehran publicly. We've warned Tehran privately that taking this step would constitute a dramatic escalation.
Calling the missile transfers a direct threat to European security, Britain, France, and Germany announced new sanctions, including the cancellation of air service agreements that will hinder Iran Air's ability to fly to the UK and Europe. Britain and the U.S. say they are imposing travel bans and asset freezes on those involved, including Iranian officials and Russian businesses. Jennifer King, Washington.
Russia said on Tuesday its forces had advanced by 1,000 square kilometers in eastern Ukraine in August and September, despite a Ukrainian incursion into western Russia, which ruled out any ceasefire talks with Kyiv. Russian Security Council Secretary Sergei Shoigu said the August 6th Ukrainian incursion into Russia's Kursk region had aimed to improve Kyiv's negotiating position and divert Russian forces from the Donbas front in eastern Ukraine, but Shoigu said that Russian forces were increasing the pace of their offensive in Donbas. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk criticized the decision by Germany to tighten controls on its land borders, calling on Tuesday for urgent consultations with other affected countries. Tusk also asked for more support for Warsaw's own immigration policy,